It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Boeing's decision to temporarily halt 737 MAX production is hitting its biggest European suppliers. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Shares of Safran, which makes parts for Boeing's jet engines and brakes, are down nearly 4% in Paris, while British aerospace group Senior is falling more than 7% in London. U.S. regulators yesterday said the plane maker's 737 MAX jets won't return to the skies in January as they continue to investigate the cause of two crashes that killed more than 300 people this year. The BBC's Theo Leggett reports.
The US aerospace giant sits at the top of a global supply chain involving hundreds of companies, from major contractors assembling substantial parts such as fuselage sections and engines, down to a network of smaller suppliers providing the millions of individual components used in each aircraft. Boeing says employees at its Renton factory will be able to continue with 737-related work, or will be redeployed to other plants in Washington state. Nevertheless, the stoppage is likely to prove costly to the company, which has already seen a big fall in its revenues due to the grounding of the aircraft. But analysts say the biggest impact is likely to be felt by smaller suppliers, who could be forced to lay off workers if the shutdown continues for long. In London, I'm Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. After yesterday's sharp decline, Boeing shares are set to fall another 1.2% at the opening bell. Stocks in Asia were mostly higher on optimism over a cooling off in the U.S.-China trade spat. European shares, though, are lower. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to ban any extension of the Brexit transition period beyond next year. Well, a record-breaking traffic jam disrupted train services and school and hospital closures. That's the situation in France, where for the 13th straight day, protesters are demonstrating against the government's planned pension reform. From Paris, the BBC's Hugh Schofield explains why there are no signs of resolution to the dispute.
The whole pension reform package of the government has still not gone down with unions. The railway and the metro unions and their supporters who are hardline genuinely do stand to lose most from these reforms because they have a privileged pension system which allows them to retire very early, and that is going to end. Public opinion remains quite firmly behind the protests. You know, last week the government did spell out what its plans were going to be. It hoped that the movement would end, but that hasn't happened. And today they're predicting even bigger turnout for these protest marches than there were 2 weeks ago.
Now, the man President Macron had picked to lead pension reform resigned yesterday. What does that mean for the passage and implementation then of Macron's proposed plans?
Well, on one level, nothing at all, because he's done his work. On the other hand, what I think is extremely damaging for the government is the public relations aspect. It's a gift to those who say that Macron is still the government of the rich. This man, Jean-Paul Delevoye, was accused and basically admitted of not making a full declaration of interest when he joined the government 3 months ago. There are all sorts of administrative jobs and consultancies that he had, most of them unpaid. It's a really, really bad PR move for the government, all of this.
These protests have been going on for quite a while. So what impact is all this sustained action having on the economy?
Certainly in Paris, it's pretty serious. The hotel industry says it's catastrophic. Bookings are down. All sorts of congresses and conferences, which of course make up a huge part of big hotels' income, they've been cancelled, basically. Shops are reporting very drastic downturns over this Christmas period, which of course is so important to them. In the short term, obviously, it is extremely worrying for people who have small businesses, particularly in the hotel and restaurant trade in Paris.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Thank you.
Thank you.
8 shopping days until Christmas. If you're looking for any last-minute gifts, how about this? That's Francis Rossi of the band Status Quo. His guitar is on the auction block today alongside instruments owned by Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones and George Harrison of Beatles fame. John Badley from Bonhams Entertainment estimates how much Mr. Rossi's guitar could fetch.
He bought it in 1968. I think he paid £65, so it's secondhand.
Wow.
And it's coming up under the block today. We're expecting it to fetch in excess of $140,000.
So what's the starting price for it?
Whatever I decide to start it, probably half of that. We did a sale in Los Angeles last week, and we focused there on more American groups. We sold Jerry Garcia's guitar for $400,000. So you place the items where they're going to fetch the best prices.
I was going to say, you've had two other auctions in California so far this year. Is there a city that performs best, or is it just kind of, as you say, depending on what items you put up for sale?
Yeah, it depends on the things. You know, if it's huge Hollywood, then it, obviously to sell in LA couldn't be better. If it's a traditional British group, there's a big resurgent now in interest in punk rock. I think that's much stronger here in London.
So how frenzied are you expecting betting to get today?
Well, it's changed. You know, the market has changed. I remember taking auctions 10, 15 years ago. There were 200 or 300 people in the audience. Now you're lucky to get 50 people in the audience. Everybody's online, on the phone, and the bidding is everywhere, but not so much in the room.
Does that take away some people's inhibitions then? Do they reach deeper into their pockets when they're not physically in the room?
Well, I don't know. As an auctioneer, I like to look in the eye and then tempt them to go another bid. If I can't look them in the eye because they're clicking online, it's more difficult to have that personal relationship with them.
And what about this time of year? So close to Christmas, people might be looking for some of those last-minute items.
You never know, yes, because, I mean, these sort of things are one-offs. It's not as though you can go down the shopping mall and buy one of these off the shelf. They are unique pieces. So if you're looking for that very special item, couldn't be better than buying an auction.
And if you can see one of those people in the audience who's maybe right on the cusp of raising that paddle one last time, how do you convince them to do it?
Well, if they're a couple, they look at each other and you can see them umming and ahhing. And sometimes he says no, but she might say yes.
There you go. John Baddeley, Managing Director of Bonhams. Thank you.
Thank you.
Finally, dreaming of a career change in 2020? How about taking over the Skagway News in Alaska? Located 812 miles southeast of Anchorage, the paper's current owner says it can be difficult to financially run the business in a town of less than 1,000, so he's giving it away. He wants the new owner to do good things with the paper and the town. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.